in HD2. Come on in, we've been expecting you. Catch the wave.
We're taking quartet music to another level. Catch the wave, 7 days a week, 8 to 5, keeping it live on the NFI. Hello, somebody, it's the NFI.
Yeah. promised God that I would let my little light
shine.
Yes, sir, light of mine. Yes, I will let it shine.
Keep me from the past.
Lord,
me in thy
love.
I know the angels kept me, Jesus, in the kingdom of Aiken. Say, weary, weary soul, come on in.
To roll my burdens away. Sometime I'm up, sometime I'm down, sometime level with the ground. But if I trust in His word, I know His word will never pass away. Oh yeah, God's word shall never pass away. Oh Lord.
It's you, you're gonna holler, yes. Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
I said you shall.
Yeah.
Oh, when it hits you.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, indeed.
Yeah.
Hey, when the spirit, spirit moves you.
Yeah.
Oh, you're gonna shout.
Yeah.
Glory, hallelujah.
Yeah.
Oh, when it hits you.
Yeah.
You're gonna cry.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, indeed.
Yeah.
Hey, when the spirit,
yeah.
spirit moves you,
yeah.
oh, you're gonna shout.
Yeah.
And glory, hallelujah.
Yeah.
When it hits you,
yeah.
you're gonna cry.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed. Oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
I believe you have waited now a little too late. Your feet were not 102. Have a narrow chance of you ever pursued. They cried, oh, death. Crying, oh, death in the morning. Oh, death. Yeah, spare me over in another year. Hey, what is this? I see cold eyes and hands all over me. He say I am death, no one can excel. I open the doors of death in hell and cry, Lord, death. Now, oh, death in the morning, oh, death. Death spare me over in another year. No, you heard God's people sing and pray. You would not heed, you just walked away. You would not even bend your knee. Now you got to come and go with me. And he cried, Lord, death. Now, death in the morning, oh, death. Just spare me over another year. Well, I'm gonna fix your feet so you cannot walk. Fix your tongue where you cannot talk. Close your eyes and you cannot see. And you got to come and go with me. You cried, Lord, death. Now, oh, oh, death in the morning. Oh, oh, death. Death spare me over another year. Well, devil, consider my age and do not take me in this siege, because all of my wealth is at your command. If you just remove your cold icy hand, you cry, no, no. Now, oh, death in the morning, no, oh, no. Lord, spare me over in another world.
something. I may not know there are some places, oh Lord, I cannot go. But I'm sure of this one thing. That God is real, for I can feel Him in my soul. Yes, God is real. Oh, He's real in my soul. Yes, God is real, for He has washed and made me whole. Oh, His love for me is just like pure gold, love. My God is real, oh, I can feel Him in my soul. Yes, God is God is real in my soul. Yes, God is real, for He has washed and made me whole. Him in my soul. There are some things I may not know, and there are some places, oh Lord, I cannot go. But I am sure of this one thing, that God is real, for I can feel Him in my soul. Yes, God is real. Oh, He's real in my soul. Yes, God is real, for He has washed and made me whole. like pure gold. My God is real, all I can see. Him and God is real, oh yes, God is real in my soul, yes, God is real, for he has wise and made me whole. Him in my soul.
Lord, you meant a lot of things to me, and I wrote this song to say thank you for how good you've been.
Lord, I know you've been so good. You've been so good. Lord, I know.
Run, I don't know, Mr. Run, what to do, Mr. Run. Steal away, Mr. Run, tell him in my life, Mr. Run. Bow down, Mr. Run, over knees and pray, Mr. Run. Every day, when I pray, call him, early in the morning, call on my farm, so late at night, you know I don't. While I'm running the race, I run the race with pace, calling on my father every day of my life. Well, I pray my way dark at night, just to let my father make my battle life. Know that I don't.
Step. Put your hands together. Put your hands together. We clap like this back in the day. We still know how to clap like this. still know how to clap like this? Come on, throw the praise. Let's take it there. There's been a change.
Magician, we just put magic into our music.
God bless us. Some years ago, back in 1997, now some of y'all might know this song. God bless us to record this little song right here. How many know Jesus will pick you up? Oh, you have to reach way down. We're going to have some church now. Come on, put those hands together. Y'all know this song? Some of y'all know this song. Y'all don't mind helping us sing. Here we go. Listen. It had to reach way to pick you up. if he has to
wait.
Oh yeah.
To pick you up.
If he has to
wait.
Oh yeah. I can't hear
you.
Jesus.
Jesus.
If he has to
wait.
Jesus.
Jesus.
If he has to
wait.
Give me a
three.
You're tuned into the Stellar Award-winning internet radio station.
You're at the right place at the right time.
The NFI coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina. Yo.
Hold up. Wait just a minute.
It's the anointed one.
On your radio.
Yo. Keep it locked right here.
Showcase fellowship inspired.
Showcase fellowship inspired.
You are now in the mix with the smoothest DJ on the planet.
You're listening to the anointed one.
Catch the wave on the inner line.
Jesus made a way. Come on. Hey. Come on and put those hands together. Ooh, yeah. Y'all listen. I've been through the storm and the rain. Had heartache and pain. Didn't know how I was gonna make it through, but he made
it.
I've been up and I've been down, almost level to the ground, but God made a
My 10 minutes after the hour, we've got more just like that coming your way. Want to thank you so much for catching the wave, your number one quarantined contemporary Christian station in the world. I'm your host, the Anointed One, and I'm going to be right here today with you playing some of the old, the new, and it's all just for you. Somebody ought to say thank you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Look, if you woke up this morning and you are afternoon, day is not the way that it should be, and even your midnight is not the way that it should always be, then look, I want you to do a favor. I want you to think about something. Think about the goodness of Jesus and all that he is already doing. You don't even see yet that he's already setting you up for your miracle, and you still trying to figure out how you going to get some things done, and God already got it in line, in place for you. And sending somebody your way to be a blessing to you. And in spite of your situation, of your circumstances, you know, there's a difference in praise and worship. There is a difference in praise and worship. See, when you begin to praise God, you are allowing that you've been holding up on the inside of you to be released out from you. Because, see, the key is the Spirit of God dwells on the inward part of you. And that's why he said that out of your belly shall flow rivers of living waters. And when you allow praise to come out of you, then you are releasing it in the atmosphere to give God thanks and praise. Now, when you worship, see, the difference in worship and praise, when you worship, you are allowing the Holy Spirit to receive that you need to be fed within. Because guess what? When you begin to realize that you are able to receive God's word, then he's able to give you that you need at that time. You know how it is when you eat food. There's certain food that you like and you enjoy, and you know there's a lot of food out there, but there is certain food that is the right food. And that's why when you begin to worship, you know, waving your hands, lifting your hands before the Lord to worship him, and you allowing the presence of the Lord to fall upon you, and that's sometimes some of you receive the anointing when you begin to worship. And it just feels so good. It feels so good. Somebody said, I know that's right, huh? All right. Well, look, again, we want to thank you so much for catching the wave. We are right at 13 minutes after the hour. I'm your host, the Anointed One, and we're going to have some church. Are you ready to get back with some more music? All right. I've got some great news for you, and we're going to share that with you a little later. Now, let's continue with more of the very best in gospel music, and we give God the praise, the glory, and the honor. And thank you again for catching the wave.
We can't live without them. Can't live without them.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Jesus.
I worship.
Adore you.
Forever.
Morning.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Jesus.
I worship. First thing I do,
reach my hands towards the sky.
I'm honoring you.
Majesty and mighty King.
I turn up my radio. You're
the one to
sing. Yeah, that's my song.
Now I come to praise
the Lord. But there goes the phone.
There's no way
home. But some may say
that the light is okay. It's alright.
Cause when you're in the presence of the Most High, you take flight.
All I wanna do.
I got my sword and shield.
Cause it's real in the field.
Some people don't understand why at lunch you be sitting with your head in your hand.
What you get, I'm so sure you think you too good.
Not none of the time doing what I'm supposed to do that.
Take care of my kids, praise my God.
I'm
something.
Something about the name.
Something about the name, Jesus. It is the sweetest name.
Minutes after the hour, you're catching the wave. We are live from the NFI studios. here in Raleigh, North Carolina. Pray you're having a wonderful day thus far. Hope we can brighten up your day right here from the studios in Raleigh, North Carolina.
Tell you of the goodness of my Lord. Share some of what he's done for me. How he's opened up so many doors. You may look at me from the outside and think I got here on my own. But there's no way that you could ever know how much grace and mercy I've been shown. Oh, if you look into my eyes, you see life has tried to get the best of me. I know the giver of life personally. He's the reason that I sing his name, Jesus. And he loves me, and I know this, he died for me and he rescued me. There's no greater love in the world. His name is Jesus. Yes, he loves me, and I know this, 'cause he said it to me when he rescued me. There's no greater love in the world. Oh, how he made a way for me. If he hadn't loved me through the mistakes that I made, I just don't know where I would be. Oh, he showed me so much favor, and now I understand amazing grace. Through all of the pain, all of the shame, I realized there is nothing that could take your place. Of me, but I know the giver of life personally. He's the reason that I sing. Oh, Jesus, yes, he loves me, I know this, 'cause he died and he rescued me. No greater love.
testify. I was born in Haiti. My daddy was the minister. He believed in having churches in the hood, you know what I mean? He brought us to Newark, New Jersey after Brooklyn, 1108 South Orange Avenue. Let me take you back to what gospel, Caribbean vibes felt like in that church.
Hello God, hello, hello God, hello, hello God.
Ladies and gentlemen,
hello,
we got another testimony.
Hello, God. Hello,
I feel in the darkness of the night, and in the valley you're right by my side. And though I think it's strange, each time I run from pain, when that's the tool you use to make me right, so I say,
holy, 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 take your shoes. This ground is holy, 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 holy. Take your shoes off.
Whatever comes my way.
Hello, God. Hello, hello, God. Hello,
hello,
hello, God. Hello.
When I see a brand new day.
Hello, God. Hello,
hello,
hello, God. Hello, hello, God. Hello,
hello,
hello, God.
8 minutes before the top of the hour, that music just keeps on going and going and going. And I want to say God bless you. We're going to continue with more right here from the NFI studios. Here's the sounds of Sister Tasha Cobbs Leonard. Oh my goodness. Come on, sister.
Sometimes I give away too material things, how they come and go. Ooh, now money is fine, cars and houses too. Y'all, I made up in my mind to stick with the law, because that is what my heart wants.
could have anything, anything known to man. Yeah, with this gift of music, it was said to me that you can have the world in your hands. Ooh, now everything that glitters is a gold. Tell me, what does it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? I can't speak for nobody else but
minutes before the top of the hour. My, I'd rather have Jesus. I don't know about you, but the brother said, I'd rather have Jesus. And somebody said, I know I'd rather have Jesus, huh, than anything else. All right. Look, we once again want to thank you so much for catching the wave, your number one quartet and contemporary Christian station in the world. I'm your host, the Anointed One. Always my pleasure, and want to thank you so much. You can join us right here 7 days a week, Mondays through Sundays, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., simply by joining us on our website. That's NFIRadio.com. Just that simple. Once you go to our website, you'll see all of the photos of these awesome men and women of God that come forth on this airways right here 7 days a week, preaching and teaching the Word of God. And right beneath that, you'll see our listening viewers each day. We're right over 100,000 listeners each day right now. So you want to see that, all you got to do is look right beneath the photos of all the pictures and the pastors and preachers that's on this network. And the gospel artists, you'll see right beneath that the listeners. Each and every day, we have a timing that it shows how many listeners each day. And also, you can lock in. If you miss the first 3 hours from 8 to 11, you can always go back and play it. From 11 to 2, you can go back and play it. And from 2 to 5, you can go back and play it. And from 5 to 8, you can go back and play and listen to each 3 hours of the broadcast. So that's right there for you, and you want to get the word, you can get it all day right here from the studios. Look, again, my pleasure. We're live here from Studio 1 and 2 here in Raleigh, North Carolina, and DeKalb, Georgia. You can also join us on our television broadcast coming out of DeKalb, Georgia, every Saturday at 4 o'clock p.m. to 5 o'clock p.m., featuring some of the very best gospel artists around the world and the Word of God. Lock in simply by going to dekalb.com. Again, you can live stream us at dekalb.com. And if you're in Georgia, you can lock in on the television station, DeKalb Channel 25. Now, let's get back with more of the very best in gospel music. God bless you.
Well, I know I got religion.
Early one morning, God made me whole. Right now,
hands go up,
raise it loud,
raise it loud.
This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. This is Apostle Barbara Watson coming to you from Lewisburg, North Carolina, Christian Life Church of God, Inc., along with
Pastor Gladys Smith. We invite you to join us on Tuesdays from 9:30 to 10 o'clock a.m. and on Thursdays from 1 o'clock to 1:30 p.m., where we teach the Word of God and we enjoy the Word of God. Join us.
Get the way.
Welcome back to the program. Now let's join Pastor Gladys Smith and Apostle Barbara Watkins of the Christian Life Church located at 6762 Highway 56 West, Franklinton, North Carolina. Now here is Pastor Gladys Smith.
Good afternoon, good afternoon. We tell God thank you for, yes, another brand new day that he has made. I tell God thank you because he is the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore. I thank God for him being the Almighty God, the powerful God, the God that created heaven and earth. And even before we were born, he knew what he had planned for us. And I tell God, thank you. I thank God for this opportunity to come back one more time to teach his word. But first and foremost, it's a blessing. It's an opportunity. I tell God, thank you that I'm able to live the word. Am I perfect? No, I'm not, but I'm striving for perfection. Father God, we thank you for all things. We thank you for your son, Jesus. We thank you for being the God that watched over us as we slumbered and slept on last night. We thank you for the God that touched us this morning and woke us up, dear God. And I tell you, thank you for all things, dear God. Father God, I thank you for being the God that would never, ever leave us or forsake us, dear God. Father God, I tell you, thank you for being our help. I thank you for being our strength. I thank you for being the healer. I thank you for being the deliverer. I thank you for being the miracle worker, God. Oh, Father God, in your son Jesus' name, I tell you, thank you for all things, God. Father God, I thank you for leading and guiding, God. Father God, I thank you for your Holy Ghost power that groans on our behalf in the name of Jesus. I thank you for your son Jesus sitting interceding for us, God. Father God, I thank you for all things. Oh, Father God, I tell you, thank you. Bless this day, dear God. Touch those that's in the hospital, God, those that's incarcerated, God, those that are on the street, those that need you, God. Let them know that they can do nothing without you. Father God, I speak your salvation in the name of Jesus. Father God, I bind up the hands of the enemy right now in the mighty name of Jesus. You said in your word, no weapon formed shall prosper, and I trust you and I glorify you, God. I thank you for all things. Father God, I ask that you touch your men and women of God that is serving you, God. Those that are standing on your word in the mighty name of Jesus, continue to draw them nigh unto you. Continue to strengthen, God, in the name of Jesus. I tell you, thank you for all things. In your name, Jesus, I thank you, God, just for being our God. Father God, I bless your name and I glorify you. Touch right now, God. I know you see and you know, Father, and I ask you to touch in the name of Jesus. Comfort, God, in the name of Jesus. I know this hour is dark, God, but I ask you to touch, God. Let them know that you are God, that you do all things, that you get the glory, that your will was done in the name of Jesus. Father God, I thank you. I praise you and I glorify you, God. Touch those that are grieving, God. Oh, Father God, lift them up in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father. Father God, I bless your name and I praise you and I glorify you, God. Oh, God, for it's in your son Jesus' name that I have trusted and believed in you, God, in the name of Jesus. Amen. 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 I tell God thank you one more time for this new day that he has made. And what I'm so grateful for is that he is a God that never, ever changed. He is holy. He is righteous. He's the same God today that he was in the beginning. And I tell God thank you. I bless the name of the Lord, for he is God. He said in his word that we have not because we ask not. So whatever it is that you need, you ask God that his will be done. And I tell God thank you for all things. At Christian Life, we have worship service every Sunday at 11 o'clock a.m. And prior to morning worship, we have Sunday school. If you don't have anywhere to go, come out and worship with us, that God gets all of the glory. And on Tuesday nights, we have Bible study, except for the third Tuesday night. And on the third Tuesday at 12 noon, we have noonday prayer. And we ask you to come out and go in prayer with us. And when you finish praying, you can leave if you so desire, or you can stay and continue to go before God. I tell God thank you. And on the first and third Tuesdays, you probably already know, Pastor Micah Austin, the pastor of Old Liberty Missionary Baptist Church, has come on board to join us to bring forth the word of God at 9:30, and that's on the first and third Tuesdays. We ask you to come out and go on the telephone. I don't care where you're at. If you're at work, just put your earplug in and tune in to Pastor Austin. And I'm here on the second and fourth Tuesdays and on every Thursday, and I tell God thank you. And on tonight, we will be going to Deliverance House of Prayer in Bailey, North Carolina, to bring the word for the anniversary of Apostle Sherry Williams. We ask you to go with us if you so desire. If you can't meet us there, we just ask you to go in prayer wherever you are and ask God to bless the service on tonight. We tell God thank you for all things. I bless the name of God because he is the Almighty God. He is the one that keeps us. Can go to him. That's the good thing. We can go to him anytime and call on him. And he will come to our rescue. And I tell God thank you. As we come back on today, we're going to finish up talking about what it means to love like Jesus. And I'm so glad that he loved us so much that he went on the cross for all mankind. He didn't do it for a select few, but he did it for all mankind. And what I'm so glad about is that as Jesus lived, he loved everybody. Didn't hate nobody. I know he hated sin, but he didn't hate mankind. And even though everywhere he went, it seemed like someone was coming against him, we know that he didn't tolerate sin. He didn't tolerate deception. He didn't tolerate false followers and false prophets. He knew who they were, and yes, he would call them out. And that's why if we love like Jesus, do you know we got to tell the truth? We got to stand on truth. We can't compromise. We can't go along with wrongness. You're either going to serve God or you're not going to serve him. The word of God let us know you can't serve two masters at the same time. You will love one and hate the other. And if we love God the way that Jesus loved, you're going to stand on the word. You not going to take down. You're not going to love sin, but you will stand on the word of God. Not only stand, you're going to live that word. You're going to be a doer of the word of God. We already established you can't have a select few that you love. You got to love all mankind. Might not be the same nationality, same color, same religious preference, but we got to love each other. And I tell God, thank you. And when we love and we love unconditionally, you're going to find that you have to have forgiveness in your heart. You're going to have forgiveness with you every day. Because if everywhere Jesus went, Satan was coming at him, trying to prove him wrong, trying to say different things about him that won't right. You're going to run into that as a servant of the Most High God. But you're going to find that you must forgive. The word of God let us know that you got to have forgiveness in your heart. Matthew 6, verse 14. And the word of God say, for if ye forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. Verse 6:15 say, but if ye forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. So if we forgive those that wrong us, those that lie on us, those that are deceitful, those that come against us because we love God, we got to forgive them. Because as we forgive, our Heavenly Father will forgive us. What you saying? My forgiveness is based on, my getting in heaven is based on my forgiveness. Yeah, you got to forgive. Because if we don't forgive, that unforgiveness may turn into malice. That unforgiveness may turn into hate. And malice and hate are not characteristics of God's Son Jesus. It's not a characteristic of God. It's not a characteristic of the Holy Ghost of God. But when we forgive all mankind for what they do, we don't have to love sin. No, I don't love sin. But God has taught me that I must forgive my enemies. And or because, see, guess what? We were once enemies to God when we walked in sin. But when we earnestly repented and we were godly sorry, God forgave us through his Son Jesus for our sins. And he didn't send us back to the back of the line to start all over. He took us right where we were. And as we continue to serve him, under the unction of Erobashandere by Sea God, under the Erobashandere God, under the unction of the Holy Ghost of God, God, I thank you for your Holy Ghost power, yeah, God, because the Holy Ghost will lead and guide. If we forgive men for their trespasses, then our Father in heaven will forgive us. But if we don't forgive men for their trespasses, then our Heavenly Father won't forgive us. I tell God, thank you for his Son, Jesus. Listen to this. It says, Jesus emphasizes that the Christian must be ready and willing to forgive the offenses of others. If he does not forgive a repentant offender, God will not forgive him. There are people who have done things to us. They have lied. They have cheated. They have been deceitful. But if they repent and give their life to God and they live a holy and righteous life, And if we don't forgive them, God won't forgive us. That's why we got to know the spirit of those that we are around. I'm always saying to self, self, do you need to go and apologize to anybody that you might have hurt? Because, see, I don't want to have that hanging over my head. And I ask God to forgive me. God, you show me where I need to go. And if that person that you have an ought against, that you don't like and you don't love, you got to go to them and ask for forgiveness. Because, see, it could be that they have forgotten and they have already turned their life over to God. And they have repented for their sins. And God have forgiven them. So we got to forgive. And as we forgive, God will hear our prayers. God will forgive us for our sins. And I tell God, thank you for all things. Do you ever find yourself in the course of a day going before God, asking him to forgive you for sins, known sins, unknown sins that you might have committed? We don't always speak them, but do you know we can do it with a look? Our body language says a lot. That's why we got to repent and ask God for forgiveness, and we got to forgive our brothers and our sisters. As we look at Ephesians 4, verse 32, the word of God saying, be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. I tell God thank you for his forgiveness. I thank God for his son Jesus going on the cross for all mankind that we might be redeemed back to the Father. And I tell God thank you for all things, that as we forgive, babies, do you know that'll lift a burden, that'll lift a weight off of you? You won't be holding sin in your heart. You ever remember saying, I'm gonna forgive you, but I'm not gonna forget what you did? If you have said that, we are still holding on to unforgiveness. And I know things have been done and said that hurt. But then that's when we have to go in prayer and ask God to heal our hurt. Our hurt is not always the thumping of our toe or bumping our knee or hitting our head. But it can be words that have been said that hurts. You remember the little saying that we used to have, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words would never hurt. Words can hurt. But I know a healer who can heal that brokenness, who can heal that hurt, so that you can open up your heart and forgive in the name of Jesus. I tell God thank you for being that God. And as we forgive, you're going to find that you don't have any selfishness in you, that you want to hang on to those wounds. You're not going to be one that have pity parties and stand there and say, well, if you have an idea, but you still got to go ahead on and forgive, because if Christ forgive and we're loving like he does, he tell us in his word we got to love our enemies as we love ourselves. And you might say, I can't do that, but yeah, you can. Because when we were yet sinners, Jesus loved us and gave his life for us. And as a son of God, one that loves like God, yes, you will forgive. And you will continue to serve the true and living God. I tell God thank you. If we look at Mark 11, verse 25 and 26. I tell God, thank you for the word of God. Because, see, it's the word that keeps us. As we look at Mark 11, verses 25 and 26, the word of God said, and when ye stand praying, forgive, if ye have aught against any, that your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses. I already told you that we got to forgive, because if we don't forgive, our Father won't forgive. See, we are holding on to sin. Verse 26 say, but if ye do not forgive, neither will your Father which is in heaven forgive you. I tell God, thank you. The word let us know that when you stand praying, forgive. And when we go to God and ask him to help us with our issues, help us with our sins, deliver us from our sins. And sometimes you're going to find that you have to tell God, deliver me from me and replace your Holy Ghost power in me, God. I tell God, thank you, that when we go to God in prayer and we think that we are secretly holding animosity or we are holding bitterness in our hearts against someone, I know God hear our prayer, but it'll be by his will whether he will answer that prayer or not. Because, see, God knows everything about us. He knows the heart of every man. That's why I want to encourage you to go ahead on and forgive. Because, see, the word of God let us know, no man know the minute nor the hour when the Son of Man will return, and that's Jesus, to claim his church. And if I have died in him, I want to have died in righteousness so that I will rise. But if I'm still here and you're still here, I know you want to go back with, you're going to be changed, and you're going to go back to be with him. That is truly my desire. That's why we have to forgive. And I tell God, thank you, when we forgive. Listen to this. It said, Jesus does not hold our forgiven sins over us. Rather, he pronounces us clean and restored. I tell God, thank you for his son, Jesus, that when he forgives, he don't hold it over our heads. Remember I just said not too long ago, you say I'm going to forgive, but I ain't going to forget. We have to forgive and forget. Because, see, the Holy Ghost of God will let that grow dim. And when you see your enemy, you will be able to show the love of Jesus Christ. And I tell you, God, thank you. 1 John 1 and 9 tell us, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I'm so glad that he don't do a half job, but he does it all the way. He forgives us for our sins. Then he cleanses us from all unrighteousness. As sons of God, we must seek after we admit that we have sinned. Anybody say they ain't sinned, they are liars and there's no truth in them. We must admit our sins and seek forgiveness and that cleansing from God. And as we are forgiven and cleansed, forgiveness brings us back into reconciliation with God. And I tell God thank you. And the cleansing, which is the removal of sin, it will remove guilt, and it will remove that power of sin over our lives. See, if we serve Satan, Satan is the one that has power over us. But when we confess and admit that we have sinned, God will forgive us. I'm so grateful, not for one of our sins, but for all of our sins. And he won't hold it over our head and keep bringing it back up. If it comes back up, we bring it up. You ever remember that you did something way back there? Then you come in contact with somebody and there go, do you remember when? Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. I'm so glad that Jesus don't bring it back up. He forgives us for all of our sins. And as he forgives us, he will cleanse us from unrighteousness. And I tell God, thank you. And as we are forgiven and cleansed, Satan don't have no more power over us. We then can walk in the holiness of God. But you can't look, go back. Sometimes I say, look where God has bought you from. Don't you go back to that sin. But look where he has bought you from. And verse 10 say, if we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. We have all sinned and come short of the glory of God. I might didn't do the sins that you did. You might not did the sins that I did or nobody else, but we have all sinned. But when we repent and go to God and ask him for forgiveness, he will forgive. And babies, I want you to know, when we forgive our enemies, did you know that we can love and pray for that person unconditionally? We can pray for that person with a clean conscience. Why? Because we ain't holding no grudges. We ain't got no bad thoughts in our mind. And as we forgive, we are doing what the Word of God commands us to do. As we do what the Word of God commands us to do, we are walking in obedience. Colossians 3, verse 13. The Word of God tells us, forbearing one another and forgiving one another. Any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave, so also do ye. Because when we forgive, that brings us back into the right standing with Jesus and with the Heavenly Father. And the Word of God have already told us, if we don't forgive, then our Heavenly Father won't forgive us. And I want God to forgive me for every sin, whether it was thought, spoken, or done. That's why in this life, we have to forgive those things that were spoken to us. We have to forgive those things that was done to us. Sometimes people will give you a facial expression that hurts. But babies, you still got to forgive. And as we forgive, our Heavenly Father forgives us. And we are loving like he loves. And when we love like our Heavenly Father loves, it's not hard to forgive those who have wronged us. We can do it with love and kindness, and it will be genuine. One last verse Colossians 3, John 13, verse 35. The word of God said, by this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one to another. We gotta love unconditionally. And as Jesus gave his disciples that command to love one another, that lets me know that if we love Jesus, then we're going to love one another. And we're going to love what he loves. And we're going to love people. And that's who Jesus was about. As we practice every day loving like Jesus loved, you're going to find that you become more like him. Love the way that Jesus loves. That's unconditional. That's that agape love. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you.
You have been listening to Pastor Gladys Smith along with Apostle Barbara Watkins of the Christian Life Church located at 6762 Highway 56 West, Franklinton, North Carolina. Be sure to join them every Tuesday at 9:30 a.m. to 10 o'clock a.m. and on Thursdays 1 p.m. to 1:30 p.m.
How to live holy. I've learned how to live right. I've learned how to suffer. Take these birds.
Yeah. bringing you the very best in contemporary music. Traditional music.
I'm just waiting on Jesus.
All with Christian. And the Word of God.
You know, you get you some good friends and you hope they're going to be with you always. But when you get in trouble, you can't find them. It's part of the process. Because God trying to cut folk that always pulling from you but never give back to you.
It's all live right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network, coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina. gospel music at its best. Mr. Wayne and A.D. Tucson.
I count it as a blessing.
Thank you.
went out and did everything I could, and my mama knew I was up to no good. And still, my mama showed up on me. Yes, she did. She could have left me all alone, but whenever I was in trouble, all I had to do was pick up the phone. Of a good mama, y'all. And I just want to thank you, Lord. Show nothing for my mama.
Mike, if you don't mind, let me tell these folks, there's nothing in the whole wide world like a mother's love. A good mama will cry for you. She'll even lie for you. And if it comes down to it, she'll lay down and die for you.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, yeah. A good mama, one who cares.
One who really cares.
I got a soul, my knees. Thank you, Jesus, for my mama. I got to thank you, Lord, right now.
You see, I was 17 years old when I left home, and I moved far away from my mom and my daddy, thinking I was grown. One night I got so discouraged because I didn't have no money to buy any food, and there was nobody I could call on to give me any help. And I was sitting there too proud to call my mom and daddy for some help. But about 5:30 that morning, I got a phone call from my mama. Said, baby, I don't know what it is you're going through, but you've been on my mind all night long. I can't sleep because you've been on my spirit. And I want you to know, whatever it is you're going through, son, it's gonna be alright. I said, mama, how do you know it's gonna be alright? She said, well, I had a talk with you 17 years ago, and he taught me you're gonna be alright. Well, here I am, y'all. Mama's dead and gone now. Daddy's dead and gone now. I had to knock on death's door myself, but I'm still here. That lets me know the path of the righteous truly avails much. And those of you listening to my voice, if your mama's in the land of the living and you know you got a good mama, take 1 second out of your day. Call your mama. Tell your mama. Mama, I love you.
NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI, Radio Gospel Network.
Yes, it is.